Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian talking about Christopher Cantwell, who used to be a host here on Free Talk Live.
Yep, until he became a Nazi.
Yes.
A racist. Actually, we didn't fire him for becoming a Nazi. He hadn't become a Nazi yet. He just sort of became a racist. And once we learned that about him and he was unapologetic for it, I had to fire him.
Yeah, and I certainly don't blame you for that.
Yeah.
He then went on to do the Radical Agenda, and he tried to rebrand himself and do a different show. I don't even remember now what the name of it was.
His original podcast was called Some Garbage Podcast, which he then rebranded into Radical Agenda. And then later he did Outlaw Conservative.
That was it, yes. Mm-hmm. Where he wanted to be... the gist of it, as I understood it, was he was going to swear less, basically.
Yeah, he wanted a more family-friendly version of the show.
So, I was actually on Radical Agenda, I think, twice. And, I mean, he was a cordial and mm-hmm. a good host, yeah. And it was a fun time.
He's entertaining and smart. It's just so sad to see somebody who is intelligent, going to that direction of... white nationalism.
It is, and ultimately he ended up getting into an online argument with some other Nazis and ended up going to trial here in New Hampshire and getting sentenced to, I think you said, 41 months in
something
federal
like that.
Prison.
Yeah.
And, you know,
for having a telegram fight with another Nazi.
And I got criticized at the time for saying free Cantwell. He is a political prisoner and he should be free. People were calling me a Nazi sympathizer, not realizing that you cannot have an opinion on this particular issue without sympathizing with the Nazi. You're either sympathizing with the Nazi who was Chris's alleged victim, or you're sympathizing with Christopher Cantwell, who is a Nazi.
It's the same thing with the January 6th incident.
Mm.
You know, if you come to defend those people who are basically walking through the facility there,
yeah.
you're gonna get thrown right into the alt-right wagon. You know, there's no buts or it's just that.
Yeah,
you are the bad guy.
Remember when the ACLU defended the Nazis for having like a march in Skokie, Illinois, decades ago? Like this was a big deal back then. I mean, because you know, and they took heat because, well, they're the ACLU, they're a leftist organization. How could you defend the Nazis? Well, because they're for freedom of speech. And because principle matters more than whatever this person's beliefs are. Somebody who's got offensive beliefs should be free to express them.
That's the whole point,
yeah.
Right? We don't have the First Amendment so you can chat about the weather or say something non-controversial. We have it so that you have the right to say something that is considered controversial.
Yeah, and what was... So, back to Cantwell on trial, there's this huge civil trial going on now, and according to the Daily Beast article, it's expected to last at least another 2.5 weeks, and it's been going for a week already, from what I understand.
Based on what I'm hearing, I would suggest it's going to go on for months. You said dozens of defendants?
There are a dozen or so defendants, and I don't know how many witnesses there are, so each witness is going to take a long time to get through, because every defendant gets their crack at asking questions, because they're not represented by the same attorneys. And I called in on the opening statements last week and listened in because I got the word that Cantwell was doing his statement. I don't care about the rest of the trial, but, you know, he's always entertaining. So
sure.
And he'd actually called us to say, hey, you ought to listen in because it's going to be pretty interesting.
And, I mean, despite all his flaws, he is our friend.
Yeah, I still love the guy. I mean, I hope that he comes around and, you know, finds peace inside himself, because ultimately, you know, my critique of him has always been that it's right there in his name. He can't be well. He hates himself, and he's, you know, and when you hate yourself, that's going to manifest in some really ugly, outward-going aspects.
So what was his argument, his opening argument?
I was long and rambling, but the reason I brought it up was because there were over 300 people, because it was one of those conference call things, like an AT&T conference call, where you know, you just dial the number, you put in a code, and boom, you're in the conference. And what was interesting to me was, like, maybe the judge said something at the beginning of the day, but there wasn't, like, some sort of disclaimer on there saying, if you are recording this, you will be prosecuted. Because normally, like, in a federal hearing, they will say that. Like, you are not allowed to record this hearing. It's a crime. We're going to come after you. But there was nothing like that. Now, I didn't record it, but I bet you that out of those 300 people listening to that trial, I bet you somebody was running an audio recorder on those statements.
So, I would imagine so.
So it wouldn't surprise me if audio from Cantwell turns up, because somebody already posted a transcript of it on, I think it was Liberty Girl, on our chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com. So if you've got a transcript, you had to have a recording in order to go and make the transcript.
And now, what is the case against these guys, that they were somehow connected? It was a conspiracy.
There was a conspiracy to commit violence.
And because that girl got hit by the hit and runner.
Mm-hmm. Well, plus there was a fight, a large fight between the Antifa activists and the far right people.
I don't understand how this could possibly be the fault of the white nationalists, the Unite the Right people. Antifa went to them. They didn't go to Antifa.
That's true. They went to a public park.
They had their permits. They had everything. They did, and Antifa went there. There's no other way of looking at it than Antifa went there to oppose them and then proceeded to oppose them.
And they must have known that there were high chances that something, some sort of a violent encounter would break out.
Which happens when you're vehemently against Nazis and you're in the presence of a bunch of Nazis.
When you go to the school to punch a Nazi, and you meet a Nazi, that's typically where it goes.
But the difference here is that the Nazis, look, they're not popular people. Chris Cantwell, for whatever reason, thought this was going to be some big moneymaker for him to become a right-wing neo-Nazi activist, and it ended up bankrupting him. And what's going on here is the people who are prosecuting, they've got big money backers, you know? Yeah. And the people who are on the defense, they don't. So the people who are doing the suing, whether or not they started the fight, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there. I know what Chris says. I know what, you know, the statements are, but who knows? You know, maybe one person started it on one side and another person started it on another side. There were hundreds of people at this thing. So how do you know? How can you tell who started a fight when there's hundreds of people around?
I don't know, but I don't see how Antifa could have really gone there in good faith.
Yeah, you're saying it was an antagonistic move in that case. They weren't just there to have a little silent protest in front of the statue, because it was all about, like, one of those Civil War statues, yeah. I guess, was in that park. And so the Antifa people were allegedly there before the right-wing guys got there, and they had, like, surrounded the statue. And so they were ready for something.
Well, I do know the Antifa people have been saying for years that it's okay to punch Nazis.
That's true. That is the school that they go to. They have attended that school. Now, how many years ago was this?
This was 2017.
2017.
So 4 years ago. It was August, I think, of 2017.
We've had years since this took place to have witnessed how Antifa does their activism. They flip things over, they set things on fire, and they burn things down. So I don't know that they were
the difficult thing is that they were
in 2017, but we've had many, many years to see how they react to these types of events. But
Antifa isn't like an actual organization that behaves as a community.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a bunch of individuals who are anti-fascism. In the sense, I'm Antifa because I oppose fascism.
But, Aria, you know, or you should know at least, when it comes to left-wingers and groups, they do have organizations.
Yes.
And they are very specific to limit or to capitalize on the individual movement that they say Antifa is, but it's really not. They're getting money from big wigs.
Typically with the leftist organization.
They're getting Soros money.
There's a lot of, like, top-down control. They're very centrally commanded and controlled, and, like, the little guys don't have the ability to speak to the press, that kind of thing. So
that's true.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you that every single person there was members of whatever group might have been involved, but I bet you that if you went and asked someone to interview, they'd say, oh, you need to talk to my spokesperson over there.
Good
that
point.
Happens.
What are your thoughts? Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong here? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160, which tonight it's Aria.
It's Ian and Kearney.
And you know, the thing that upset me most about the memes going around of Mark Zuckerberg right now and his barbecue sauce bottle that he had on the shelf as he did his little video.
As a book stand.
Look.
Is that what it was for?
It was a bookend. He was using it to hold the books up.
You're going to find weirder stuff holding up books in my house. Yes.
Okay. It was his what was it? The Meta introduction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
changing Facebook and all the metaverse crap.
Where they changed their name to Meta.
He's walking around his house and people are finding all these discrepancies. Like, something was wrong with his tube or something. Like, he wasn't plugged in.
His tube? What is a tube?
His freaking his monitor, his computer monitor. And some people are like, well,
the tube wasn't plugged in.
There was no wires or anything coming out of it. I'm thinking it was just wireless.
But
anyways, the whole thing was it was all sketchy. The whole thing was very bad at poor acting, and there was one incident where he's there, and you could tell his wife probably decorated the whole place. It's got books that obviously no one's going to read because they just look decorative. And there's a
Books always look decorative when they're on a bookshelf.
But it's a very white, clean decoration, and there's a bottle of a barbecue hot sauce up on one of the top book stands holding the books up.
Now, how do you know they're just not trolling? You know, they're just not screwing around or whatever. Like, aha, let's put a barbecue
sauce up
there.
It's gotta be, but the joke is, the meme is that obviously Zuckerberg is not human. He's either Data from Star Trek,
or he looks a lot like him.
Or he's a reptile. And, of course, what do you do? You try to fit in with the human species. And so, obviously, in the booklet that he was reading didn't describe what is not supposed to go on a bookshelf.
See, I don't care that he had a bottle of barbecue sauce there. The part that concerns me is that he had this cheap 99-cent bottle of barbecue sauce from, like, Walmart or something, instead of something that was actually decent.
That's good stuff.
What brand was it?
It's the one that Aldi's has. It's a known...
Baby Ray's.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
No, it's not.
It's all right. Now, it's really, really sweet. I mean, you've really got to thin it out. But if you're going to do something like some, you know, barbecue sandwiches or something, it's all right. But hey,
Memphis in me is getting so angry right now, Conan.
In his defense, I also have barbecue sauce, the good stuff, the stuff that I made just recently, in my computer room on a bookshelf.
See?
As well as some salt and not other condiments, but, you know, some salt and stuff. Because that's where I hang out. That's where I eat and stuff. So,
in surprising news, Facebook is planning to shut down its facial recognition program.
Hmm.
Facebook on Tuesday announced that it will be putting an end to the facial recognition system amid growing concern from users and regulators. The social network, whose parent company is now named Meta, because they're rebranding their entire thing to focus on this metaverse or whatever, said that it will delete more than 1 billion people's individual facial recognition templates as a result of this change.
So how long have they been working on this project? Because I'm not even aware of this.
Which project? The facial recognition thing?
Correct.
It's been a decade at least.
Like, if someone were to post a picture of me, it would automatically tag me. My sister. It alternates between which one of us it chooses to tag.
Yeah, but I thought everyone was doing this. Not just
facial recognition, you mean?
Yeah, every app you download, it's in the EULA. It's like, you know, we're taking control of your phone and we're taking your pictures and we're doing this and that.
I don't allow apps to have camera access unless I need to actually take a picture with that app.
Any of these apps that take your picture and put bunny ears on your head or something, or even clean up, you know, discrepancies and whatnot.
If you're giving an app permission to take a picture of you, the app is going to take a picture of you and store that picture in a database somewhere. That's just sort of a given.
So we're supposed to believe that Facebook, after a decade roughly of using this technology to tag people's photos and likely assist law enforcement with investigations, is going to just get rid of this technology?
That's what they're saying. They're saying they're not just going to stop doing it, but they're going to delete all of the individual facial recognition templates.
And what is the backing of this?
It's signaling. They're trying to make it look like, we care now. We are so concerned about your privacy. They don't care about your privacy. They don't care about this. This is just a signal. Here's what I want to know is, what would it take for somebody to scrape the Facebook site And for those that don't know, that means you just go through whatever's public on Facebook. You have a little crawler program. Yeah. Go through every single page. I know it's a lot, right? Like, but you could do it. You go through every single page on Facebook. Google does these things, right? Like,
yeah, Google indexed the entire internet.
Search engines have been crawling websites forever. You download every single photograph that's publicly available. You associate, you know, you get a copy of Facebook, whatever it is that's public. Or you can get a copy of, you know, create an account and then get whatever the person who has an account can get, right? Which would be even more.
Yeah.
So you do all that. Now, it's a violation of their terms of service, but the FBI doesn't care about that. And then what's to stop the FBI or some other company, you know, being hired by the federal government or some other government to say, all right, well, Facebook's not running their facial recognition program anymore. Let's go ahead and put the data into our program. Beep. Upload.
Well, nothing is stopping that, but
right.
That would at least make it the end user's responsibility not to put pictures of themselves online.
Well, that's always been the end user's responsibility. My point is, this means nothing. For Facebook to stop doing this, there's already probably somebody else who's doing it with the very same data. They didn't get it from Facebook corporate. Facebook corporate didn't enter into an agreement to say, okay, we're going to shut this down, but secretly behind the scenes, we're going to send over our databases to this other company. They didn't have to. The database is there for anyone to scrape and to take and to utilize. So there's no reason why that, you know, your photos on Facebook are not going to continue to be data mined for facial recognition information. It just won't be Facebook doing it. If you believe what they're saying, it'll be somebody else.
I tend to believe they're probably being truthful here because I don't see how they could get away with continuing to do it after saying that they're going to stop it.
Yeah, so, well, they could get away with it until somebody inside Facebook leaks it out that they're continuing. That would be the way it would come out.
Yeah, so they're going to delete, evidently more than 600 million people have opted into this. I don't recall ever opting into it. It just sort of started happening.
Yeah.
So
I think when they say opt in, they mean we changed our terms of service, and you know, if you don't like our changing of the terms of service, you can delete your account.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook will no longer automatically recognize people's faces in photos or videos. The change, however, will also impact the automatic alternative text technology that the company uses to describe images for people who are blind or visually impaired. And that's the downside to this, but just not recognizing people's faces shouldn't prevent Facebook from being able to use an AI to describe what a picture looks like, right? Like,
this is a picture of a desk or whatever.
Yeah. I don't either.
I have uploaded pictures, and Facebook will come at me and give me suggestions, like, is this person?
That's what they're doing. That's the facial recognition technology.
And usually they're pretty spot on.
Yeah.
There's only been a couple of instances where, and by the way, there's also an auto face lookup where mm-hmm. if you just upload a picture, Facebook will just apply it to a person.
What do you mean?
I'll upload a picture of anybody, and Facebook will recognize that face and stamp a name on it.
So supposedly that feature is going to go away if you believe what they're saying. That's no longer going to be something that you can do.
Well, they say that it's part of a company-wide move away from this kind of broad identification, which makes sense. You wouldn't want the company that controls the metaverse to be privacy-unfriendly, but Facebook is privacy.
They better not control
privacy
this. I'm putting my foot down.
And so is
Metaverse.
It's Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Election security is a top priority today as voters head to the polls in more than 30 states.
Cybersecurity experts have created a special situational awareness room to monitor elections and share real-time information with officials. President Joe Biden is delivering remarks at an event at the United Nations Climate Change Conference focusing on accelerating net zero emissions. The president says he will keep investing money in clean energy.
Innovation is the key to unlocking our future. That's why the United States is working to quadruple funding for clean energy research and development over the next 4 years.
Nearly 100 countries have agreed to cut their methane greenhouse gas emissions by 30% this decade, China not one of them. This is USA Radio News. Flight delays continuing on another domestic airline.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NBCSN will be going dark at the end of this year. The sports network shutting down operations on December 31st with content shifting to USA Network. Sports such as NASCAR, Atlantic 10 basketball, IndyCar, and various Olympic sports will move to USA. The network will carry more than 1,500 hours of sports programming that used to be on NBCSN. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Here on Free Talk Live, though, we have a big problem with censorship. We're always being given content strikes or some sort of community guidelines violation on these big tech platforms, and that's why you should follow us on Odyssey. We initially, you know, promoted Twitch as our video streaming service, and then, of course, we got suspended there briefly for like 3 days or something. Then we looked into DLive, and it seemed promising for a bit, but none of them have been as free and censorship-proof as you can find at Odyssey. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. It is the front end, basically a website front end for the Library platform. Library is a decentralized media sharing protocol, and Odyssey is a way for people to see what's on Library and allow people to live stream as well without having to install the Library software. So check us out at video.freetalklive.com. More than a million people now have channels. There are more than a million channels over at Odyssey. You can find our channel again, video.freetalklive.com. Because even though we ourselves have been hit with censorship fairly regularly, I'm actually surprised that we haven't been hit in the last month or two. I mean, we've got a pretty good long streak going here of not being suspended anywhere. No, that's not true. Nemo or someone like that banned us, kicked us off their platform.
I thought it was a deadline. Usually they give you like a deadline when they let you back. I don't think we're permanently off.
Okay. And without any explanation whatsoever.
I'll check them.
I mean, all zero viewers who are watching us there must be very upset. Yeah.
I am most surprised by YouTube right now, the fact that we haven't gotten any
It's been a while since YouTube
black for a while.
Suspended us, yeah. So video.freetalklive.com. But speaking of censorship, all of that censorship, it just isn't enough to satisfy the ravenous beast that is the federal government. And Ian, you have a story about that. Evidently, Facebook, YouTube, all of these other big tech platforms, they've just been repeatedly summoned before Congress and asked you and told you have to censor more information.
Earlier this year, Glenn Greenwald, and he recently tweeted about this, which is why I have it now, but he wrote this story several months ago, but he sat and watched a five-plus hour hearing, and man, I don't wish this kind of thing on anybody. I mean, just to watch politicians badgering people for 5 hours, it's a brutal thing to go through. But, you know, thankfully he sat there and watched it so he could write this story and tell us what exactly transpired. And as he notes here on his Substack, which is where he's publishing now. For those that don't know, Glenn Greenwald is the guy that broke the Edward Snowden story in 2013. And now he is reporting on his own. He doesn't have, you know, some corporate company telling him what to do anymore like he used to.
Nice.
And so it's greenwald.substack.com. You can actually subscribe to him there and you can donate to him there. He says, as I noted when I reported last month on the scheduling of this hearing, this was the third time in less than 5 months that the Congress has summoned the CEOs of social media companies to appear before them with the explicit intent to pressure and coerce them to censor more content from their platforms.
I mean, they're already censoring a fair amount of content.
Oh, yeah. But it's not enough, according to the government. So the bulk of this hearing consisted of one Democratic member after another complaining. The Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, the Google Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai, and Twitter's CEO Jack Dorsey have failed in their duties to censor political voices and ideological content that these elected officials regard as adversarial or harmful, accompanied by threats that legislative punishment, which could include possible revocation of Section 230. Now, what is that? Do you know what Section 230 is?
It's the liability section that prevents groups like Facebook from being sued because of their users going off the rails and maybe causing a problem. So, for prime example, the Cantwell incident, that was probably widely distributed on Facebook.
But would you mean the Unite the Right rally?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But so you're the group of sewers who are going after the alt-righters can't go after Facebook,
right?
Because Facebook allowed all that to happen.
But if they could, they would. So yeah, that's Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. So they're threatening to revoke that if these CEOs don't start, you know, shaping up.
Do they have the power to revoke that?
If there's enough of them that'll vote for it, and, you know, technically it's not quite a 50-50 or a close to 50-50 in Congress, so they could. And well,
they just make it sound like it's so easy. We'll revoke this if you don't do what we want you to.
Well, whether it be easy or not, I don't know, because obviously these companies give a lot of campaign contributions, so they probably wouldn't be able to get all of the Democrats to vote in favor of repealing Section 230. So it may not be that easy. But that's their threat that they're issuing. As they've done in prior hearings, both Zuckerberg and Pichai spoke like the superscripted programmed automatons that they are. Eager to please their congressional overseers, though they did periodically issue what should have been unnecessary warnings that excessive content moderation can cripple free political discourse. Dorsey, by contrast, seemed at the end of his line of patience and tolerance for vapid moronic censorship demands, and sitting in a kitchen in front of a pile of plates and glasses, he refreshingly barely bothered to hide that indifference. At one point, he flatly stated in response to demands that Twitter do more to remove so-called disinformation, quote, "I don't think we should be the arbiters of truth, and I don't think the government should be either."
Good.
Unfortunately, Twitter is constantly removing people's accounts and so-called, you know, labeling misinformation, all that. So by no means is Twitter like some sort of anti-government organization. But
yeah, but does Dorsey even know all that's going on? He seems so off in the shadows, off in his own little world. It's
who knows?
He even know what his woke-ass employees are doing?
The moderators?
I don't think he, because he gets asked this all the time, and he seems clueless.
Well, he's also an advocate of Bitcoin.
Yeah, he is.
He's coming out with the crypto these days.
See, Well, he is a CEO, and it's a corporation, so a lot of times, you know, big companies don't know the right hand, don't know what the left hand's doing, right? Zuckerberg, in particular, has minimal capacity to communicate the way human beings naturally do. The Facebook CEO was obviously instructed by a team of public speaking consultants that it is customary to address members of the committee as congressman or congresswoman. He thus began literally every answer he gave, even in rapid back-and-forth questions, with that word. He just refused to move his mouth without doing that for 5 hours.
That almost sounds entertaining to watch. Almost. Until he said, for 5 hours.
He says, though...
There's probably a super clips out there, super cuts, where it's just...
Congressman, congresswoman.
Yeah.
Though, in fairness, the questioning of Zuckerberg was often absurd and unreasonable. His brain permits no discretion to deviate from his script, no matter how appropriate. For every question directed to him, he paused for several seconds, had his internal algorithm search for the relevant place in the metaphorical cassette inserted in a hidden box in his back, uttered the word congressman or congresswoman, stopped for several more seconds to search for the next applicable spot in the spine cassette, and then proceeded to unblinkingly recite the words slowly transmitted into his neurons.
I actually remember this video of this incident, and he's just, you could see the little Windows icon, the spinning.
I've never seen it,
went to answer a question. The guy is an alien, man.
I just love the description. It's so well written.
It is a vivid, extremely well written description.
One could practically see the gears in his head painfully churning as the cassette rewound or fast forwarded. This tortuous ritual likely consumed roughly 30% of the hearing time. I've never seen members of Congress from across the ideological spectrum so united as they were by visceral contempt for Zuckerberg's non-human comportment. But it's vital not to lose sight of how truly despotic hearings like this are. It's easy to overlook because we've become so accustomed to political goons, I'm putting that word in, he uses the term leaders, successfully demanding that social media companies censor the internet in accordance with their whims. Recall that Parler, that was the most downloaded app in the country, was removed in January from Apple and Google Play stores and then denied internet service by Amazon after two very prominent Democratic House members publicly demanded that that happen.
Hmm.
At the last pro-censorship hearing convened by Congress, Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts...
Congress has a pro-censorship meeting.
Well, they're not calling it that, but okay. That's what they are. A congressman declared that the Democrats' grievance is not that these companies are censoring too much, but rather not enough.
Horrible.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. They absolutely need to be gotten rid of. The American government is openly wanting censorship. It's...
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and if you haven't checked out the new Amps program, you might want to check it out as Ron Dingen has done. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com or just amps.freetalklive.com. They'll both take you there, but Amps stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Because if you like this show, if you want to help keep it going, if you want to help it reach larger audiences, the AMPS program is the best way to do that. Obviously, we had it falling out with the credit card processor that allowed the old AMP program to carry on. So this time, we just joined Patreon. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It only costs $5 per month. That gets you in.
Did I tell you what they said? I actually called the risk department last week.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah. They said that, I discovered when I called them that they've actually closed the account. So previously they had said that they were just denying Bonnie as a signer on the account, and I needed to call Risk and talk to them about why. And at that point I was just like, you know what, screw it, I'll just start a Patreon. But because they're still holding a few hundred bucks that they charged before they shut down, you know, our charging ability,
right.
I'm like, all right, well, I'd like to get the check cut and close the account. Oh, well, your account's actually already closed. Oh, well, can you tell me why you closed the account? They said, due to fraud, risk of fraud. And this was after a decade of using this particular company, as if I recall correctly. We've had them on board. We've been on board with them forever. You know, the average transaction is like $10 because it's the AMP program.
And there's never been any sort of charges of fraud or anything like that.
No one's ever alleged any fraud against us.
So it's related to the federal indictment.
I mean, there's you could go out on a limb, and
that would be my guess.
Yeah, there's a good chance of it. Yeah.
So thank you, Ron Dinyan. Help us avoid stuff like that by just joining the Patreon. That's amps.freetalklive.com.
And by the way, speaking of deplatformings, we did check the Nemo.tv, which was one of our lesser streaming platforms. It was one of those things where it was just like on the list of potential platforms you could do on restream things. And I went for things that had categories besides just video game streaming, and it did have other categories. But apparently in their terms of service, which you know, nobody reads this crap, in their community guidelines, they specifically prohibit anti-government or anti-state content, which is basically every minute of this program.
Well, it's no surprise then that they kicked us off.
They haven't banned us permanently. It's just they keep kicking us for like a week at a time, and then they kick us again and again.
So. Well, this latest one was like at least a month, right?
No.
Oh, I thought we'd been on there for...
We were back on the 2nd and now banned until the 9th.
Okay, so
they'll do it again and again.
As soon as we're back on the night, they will continue doing it. Let's go to the phones. We've got Alu calling from New Hampshire. Alu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Free Talk Live is my favorite podcast and radio show. And I'm finally back to listening to the full podcast every day. And
thanks, man. Awesome.
And you guys are actually pretty funny, too. Yes, I want to talk about independence, which is obviously one of the big things that I'm concerned with. So there's a bill, as a lot of people know now, sponsored by 9 state representatives in New Hampshire, which, again, already puts us at the number one ahead of any other state as far as the independence movement. We are leagues ahead of Texas or California or any other state. And every person I talk to, including people who aren't political, people who are moderate, centrists, right, left, everyone I talk to at work is totally on board.
Really?
So far, the people I've spoken to at work, and this is, you know, regular EMTs, people who are apolitical or people who are, you know, pretty centrist on both issues, and I've spoken to my friends who are very center on a lot of issues, so we debate a lot of stuff. They are totally on board. They agree that New Hampshire and the union is headed in the wrong direction, and I'm actually going to publish an article on libertyblog.com, hopefully tonight or tomorrow, about heading in the wrong direction. You guys mentioned that poll, I think, the last few shows, about, I think, St. Anselm College poll.
Yeah, I actually did a breakdown. I don't know if you've seen it, but I did a breakdown over at FreeKeen. No, it was NHExit.us, sorry, over at NHExit.us, where I looked at the poll demographics. That's where we found that younger people are actually more likely to find that the country is going in the wrong direction. People with a lesser quote-unquote education are more likely to believe the country is going in the wrong direction. And Republicans and undeclared voters, which is particularly interesting, are also very likely, with Republicans at 95% saying the country is going in the wrong direction, and undeclared voters, I believe it was 73 or 75%, so the supermajority of them. And it's important to point out to people, it's the undeclared voters who are the most important aspect of winning any election or any vote in New Hampshire, because they are the plurality. There are more undeclared voters in New Hampshire than there are Republicans, and then there are Democrats. So the undeclared voters are the real strength.
Is that this exact same poll numbers is actually very similar in New Hampshire and throughout the United States. And I've talked about this before, and I'm going to put it in my article tonight. Throughout the United States, also around 70% to around 20% believe that the United States is headed in the wrong direction, on the wrong track, and they just totally have no faith. And obviously a lot of the other polls for President Poopy Pants Biden were really bad over the last few days that even NBC did. And they said people have no faith in Biden, and, you know, there's like 20 to 30, 40% more, you know, believe that Biden cannot handle a crisis or handle the United States well or anything like that. So I think it's extremely popular. And what I would ask everyone is, obviously, check out libertyblock.com and everything for a lot of info on New Hampshire independence and all
that's
that.
Libertyblock.com. You talk so fast.
You talk, man.
Much information.
He's from New York, and he's super excited and energetic about independence. So I definitely appreciate it. But, yeah, it's libertyblock.com. That's where you can post
that. People call and email their reps. I think it can pass. I just spoke to a few more reps who support the bill. I've heard from dozens of state reps, maybe 50 to 100, that they support the bill already, to put independence on the ballot. And I think, again, as you all know, in New Hampshire, it's very easy to affect the legislator. If they get 5-10 emails or even 2 or 3 calls, they will put their vote on the
Now, as Mike pointed out, Mike Sylvia pointed out, he's the state rep who's leading this charge. He's the guy who filed the legislation. He's the lead rep behind this. As he pointed out, if he hears from somebody who's not one of his constituents, he really doesn't care that much what that person has to say. So it's all the more relevant for people to reach out specifically to the people who are their quote-unquote reps in their political, geographic boundaries. That's where it really kind
100%.
Of makes sense.
I would say email and call your reps, and then if you have more time, you can go to the other 400 as well, for sure. And then as soon as it's in a committee, maybe January it'll get a committee assignment, it's very important that we all call and email those 20 committee members, because they can apparently do interim study. And I just learned from a rep a few hours ago that they can kill the bill. I thought every bill had to get a public hearing. Technically, if the committee votes, I believe like 11 to 10, if they vote to do interim study, meaning put it to study it in the interim, it'll be dead.
They can do that before having a public hearing? I have never heard that before.
No, there might be a public hearing, but no House vote with the whole House floor.
Right. Yeah, that's true. They can kick it down the road by putting it on an interim study, which basically means that nothing happens this year on it. So, yeah, you're right. People should be reaching out to the committee. We're going to have details on that within the next few weeks. weeks, I imagine. It's still so early in this. We don't even know what the bill is going to be called, right? Like, we've read the bill. We helped write the thing. You and I, Aria, we were on this panel of people that, along with Alu, that helped craft the language of this. And it's in the process. It's in the gears of the system right now. And those are slow-turning gears. But at some point, those gears should spit out a number where then we'll be able to say, all right, it's CACRX. And we'll have a number that we can refer to, and then the news media might actually write about it because then they can reference it. Right now, we just get to say, it's in the system, trust us, it's coming. And then once the bill number's assigned, then they'll assign a committee, and then we'll know when the date is that people can show up in mass in real life.
Oh, it's going to be packed.
And pack this hearing and force them to open up to a larger room. Because by default, they only have these hearings in rooms that can't hold more than a dozen audience members. And we want to force
that
them
won't
into,
it be anywhere yeah. near enough.
We want to force them into at least the double size room where there's like 100 seats or 75 seats. And if we can, we want to force it into the entire New Hampshire State House where there's 400 seats and have people streaming in and out of there all day, make it an all day long hearing. That is possible. It just takes numbers.
Alu, thank you so much for the call tonight, man. That's exciting.
It can happen.
And I look forward to it because we'll easily get a dozen just from Keene.
I hope so.
I would imagine. And you start the factory.
Gotta get up early in the morning.
Yeah, but for this, it's worth it. I can do it if it's worth
okay.
it, man. I've proven that. I don't like doing it, but if it's worth it, I can do it.
All right.
And this is absolutely worth it. We can get a dozen people there from Keene, plus Manchester, Nashua, Concord, libertarians from all over the state of New Hampshire, or just free
not
staters.
Not just libertarians. People who, I mean, like he was saying, there's a lot of people who this is the time for this. I mean, I think it was time, you know, a decade ago, 2 decades ago, but
yeah, this idea has come.
It has come now.
More and more people are open to the idea from all walks of the all sides of the aisle.
And if it's true that there's over 68% of New Hampshire voters are saying they're sick of, you know, the direction the federal government is going, or that they think it's going in the wrong direction, that to me is a ripe constituency for giving them a solution.
Yeah, because
work.
The poor little tiny state of New Hampshire with the small population is never going to have much of an impact on what direction the federal government goes.
No, California crushes us.
Yeah, so just let California have it, mm-hmm. and just have nothing more to do with it.
Amen.
I look forward to I'm seeing out. What's going to happen. It's going to be fun either way.
I am out. I'm out, Bill.
Yeah.
All right.
An H exit.
Declaring independence peaceably from the United States. That's what that's what's happening here in New Hampshire. So get on up here.
And check out Alu over at libertyblock.com.
Thank
Good
you.
Guy.
I've already forgotten the website again. That's libertyblock.com. It's been Free Talk Live.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.